Hello everyone. I would like to present the topic CO2 entry in honeycrisp apple, dose response and induction of fermentative volatile. Honeycrisp began commercialized in 1991. Since then, it's become one of the most favorite fruit to consumers. Its growing areas has increased in order to attain the marketing season. Long-term storage is needed, and controlled atmosphere technology is applied to this cultivar. Like other commercial variety of apples, and which has been applied controlled atmosphere long time ago, and this process put a very long time ago that early explaining CA technology applied on apples. However, I personally thinking that honeycrisp is a female gender because it's very sensitive to CA storage. And this is the issue of CA storage. We can see that rotting area appear at the middle of the cortex, and it will develop cavity during storage time. There are several factors causing CA injuries. Oxidative stress, metabolic dysfunction, shortage of NADH or NADPH, unbalance of energy status, shortage of antioxidant, and all fermentative toxicity. And first of all, we would like to prove that fermentative toxicity is a factor that might cause CA injury to honeycrisp or not. Shortage in 2000 promotes a mode of essence in which low oxygen and all high CO2 concentration inhibits cell respiration, and the ATP synthesis reduced or fermentative metabolism increase with accumulation of acetaldehyde and ethanol will stimulate the mitochondrial membrane permeability, and this might cause inhibit ATP synthesis. So under CA condition, decompartmentation of the cell takes place and causing physiological disorders. Under CA stress, anaerobic respiration decreases as an anaerobic respiration increases. They found that under low oxygen and very high CO2 level, ethanol and acetaldehyde increase. And it is widely accepted that the tissue will switch to anaerobic respiration at high respiration quotient. But CO2 does not always contribute to an increase of fermentative volatiles because it depends on the fruit tissue, avocado or pears. So far, we still unknow if fermentative products are a cause or result of internal disorders. And the aim of our study to investigate the effects of CA conditions on CA injury and on fermentative volatiles, and to see if CA injury cause fermentative volatile production of white vessels. In order to reach this aim, we harvested the fruits across Michigan from 5 orchards and then treat the fruits with 5 different CO2 levels from 0% to 20% with the same oxygen level 3%. In addition, the fruits will treat with difenylamine, an antioxidant, 1000 ppm in 30 seconds and then put into different CA conditions. And there are some illustrated pictures. I harvested the apple from the orchard and then put the fruit into the chambers connected to CA system in cold storage room. and then I investigate internal and external disorders as well as fermentative volatiles weekly and then monthly until day 168. And here are the results. For CA injury, we don't say there are no CA related external symptoms. Subscore bitterbit RDK incidences was not influenced by CA condition or TPA treatment. But the fruits have a CA related internal symptom. You can see browning area at the middle of the cortex, and we might think that tissue, the white area here, had not yet grown, and the cavity developed with the solid time. You can see that CO2 at high level rapidly induced injury on the picture on the left, 0% CO2, on the right is 20% CO2 only day 14. And these are the data of CA injuries with story time. When we fit in the data with this equation, we found that the higher level of CO2 level, 20% or 10%, we have very high percentage of CA injuries in comparison to low CO2 level, and we found no statistically significant difference between low CO2 level treatment. And CA injury grows dramatically at the first 40 days during CA storage. And very interesting, you can see TBA treatment totally suppress CA injury. Even when we keep the fruit until day 240, nearly 8 months, only about 1% of fruit have the CA injury damage with a lens shape at the middle of the cortex. So I would like to move to the second part, that is the fermentative volatile production. This is 20% CO2, the red line, and 10% the pink line. With the fruit exposed to that high level of CO2, we can see high level of acetaldehyde, ethanol, and ethylene acetate in comparison to the other treatment, low CO2 or TPA treatment, with 10% CO2. However, at the same range of acetaldehyde, we have the wide range of fruit damage, no matter where the treatment. The same result with ethanol and ethylene acetate. When compared the fruit with TBA treated or untreated, we found that you can see here the same trends of acetaldehyde, but the fruit at TBA 1 ppm and 10% CO2, we don't have any fruit damage here. And our result is consistent with Vogt and his colleagues at Mitchum's lab, and they say that the relationship fermentative volatile concentration and fresh browning is due by CO2 in Fuji is not simply causal. So what is the physiological response of fermentation volatile production in honeycrisp? So our solution is to eliminate oxygen to maximize the response. We use the fruit from the treatment TBA 500 ppm drain in CA condition, or the fruit treated 1 mcb 3 times under air storage as the material for this trial. We put the fruit under anoxia in 3 weeks, and we found that the fruit and anoxious fruit produce much higher ethanol and acetaldehyde in comparison to control. But we don't see any CA symptom to the fruit. So the conclusion, we found that CA condition affect on CA injury, a higher level of CO2, a more severe damage to honeycrisp. Under CI condition, the fruits exposed to 10% or 20% of CO2 have higher level of fermentative volatiles in comparison to a lower CO2 level. But we don't think fermentative volatile is a factor of CA injury, and we are not sure if CA injury is a factor that causes production of fermentative volatiles. So we would like to eliminate fermentative toxicity out of the possible factor that cause CA injury. And we hypothesize that under CA condition, very stressful condition, all acidity stress increase, pH change, intracellular pH change, and change, there are changes in carbohydrate metabolism. There's a shortage of NADH and NADPH. So we don't have enough the compound to synthesize ATP from an energy, cellular energy from cellular survival, and NADH and NADPH is not enough for synthesize antioxidant like glutathione or ascorbic acid. The scavenging-free radicals increase under stressful condition. Therefore, oxidative stress causes cell death, and you can see the rounding error at the symptom of the cell death. The previous result proved that preconditioning and CA reduce CA injury symptoms in honeycrisp. So we might think that preconditioning is the duration for the fruit to produce enough NADH and NADPH for ATP in synthesis and or antioxidant synthesis. And TPA an antioxidant function as antioxidant and can help the fruit to scavenging free radical and reduce oxidative stress under CA condition. So thank you for your listening.
I was wondering with type, when you put type of special CO2 that may turn into acidity in certain compartments in the cell, that may be one of a possible explanation why there's a physiological disruption.
So could you
repeat it?
But I don't catch your question, so could you repeat?
When there is high concentration of CO2,
okay. High CO2 level.
Okay. That will turn into acid in solution.
Yeah.
So that change of pH or acidity may be the cause of the function.
Yep.
Function.
Correctly. That's what I'm thinking. When high CO2 level, high ascorbic acid, and then change intracellular intracellular pH, and then you can see that reduced NADH and NADPH become oxidized, yes. Reduce the level of NADH and NADPH at the same time, the pH change the metabolism inside the cell and then affect to the whole system in the fresh system.
Another question? Thank you very much, Trent.
Thank you.